You understand my question?
By making it as real as possible, you will find the feeling within you, the joy, the happiness that you feel, experiencing it as if it is already done. That feeling makes it real in another reality. It is happening. That happening in another reality brings it closer to coming into your existence. By just having the thoughts, it is created, but experiencing it as if it is already done makes it already done in a reality, in a dimension that is closer to your human existence. And so, each time this memory, this desire is experienced, the vibration of those thoughts and feelings brings, gives the universe, so to speak, the gives the universe the power of creating this in your reality, to bring it in.
So in what we think of as a real world example, somebody who has this desire, can you describe the types of things that might be happening?
It is all happening on an energetic level to form the object of your desire, to have it come into your reality.
All right, so things would just, if allowed, things would just seem to start happening in this person's life that bring them into situations and circumstances that make this desire more and more possible on a day-to-day basis.
We would like to give you a visual here where when the thoughts and the feelings are focused upon, if you can remember a scene from a movie, Cinderella, where the godmother waves her wand and the magic begins. The thoughts are waving your wand. if you remember how the energy swirled around and created the beautiful ball dress or the beautiful coach, the thoughts and feelings you have swirl the energy around, move the energy to create what it is that you want. Is that helpful?
Well, in a certain respect, I'm imagining that what you're talking about as a swirling is what Abraham talks about as the vortex.
Yes, we can go with that.
And it's just that most things that seem to come into physical reality don't seem to materialize out of non-physical energy in front of us by the swirling, but you seem to be suggesting that is possible.
Yes, it's the movement of energy. We only give this as a visual. It is the movement of the energy that is created with your thoughts and your feeling.
And most people would think that they have to, you know, go to a store or go on the computer, or somebody would have to think of sending this, giving this to them in order to manifest it in physical reality.
The energy that swirls will help you when you are on the computer find what it is you are looking for. The energy will bring that package to you of something you desire. The bottom line here is you are your own fairy godmother. You create the energy, you create the magic in your life.
And would you say that everything that we create with our thoughts, that spirit is continually offering us guidance on how, is continually offering vibrationally indications of how to connect with that if we allow ourselves to let that in?
Yes, there is continuously guidance. There are many people that when they try to create have an experience of, I can't see it in my mind. It doesn't feel right. And we ask you to pay attention to that, because perhaps that feeling of it doesn't feel right and I can't see this happening, it is spirit telling you that is not really what you desire. There is another way to experience what you want. And so we always ask to pay attention to what you feel.